The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. This is The Next Generation with me, your host, McKenna Cassidy. For the next 30 minutes, I invite you to explore with me what young adults are up to in the Italian wine scene. Today, let's feast on our discussion of Italian wine, travel, food, and culture. Thank you for being here. Grab a glass with us. Cin cin. Welcome, everyone. I'm McKenna. I'm here with Angelo De Grazia. He's the associate winemaker at Tornatore on the northern slopes of Mount Etna. Welcome, Angelo.
Ciao, McKenna.
Ciao. Thank you for being here. So today we're going to talk about Tornatore Winery. We'll talk about some of the native grapes that you farm there and make wine from. And we'll talk about, too, your perspective on young people in the wine industry and what's happening in the Italian wine industry in particular. So let me provide a short introduction for those listeners who aren't as familiar with Tornatore. Tornatore is a family who's been farming on Sicily since the early 1500s. And in the 19th century, Giuseppe Tornatore started to make wine. His great-grandson later, who was the first to go to college, he ultimately was an engineer and then came back to found the family's namesake winery, Tornatore, in 2010, right in the town of Castiglione, Sicilia. And the winery specializes in native grape varieties, Nebbiolo Mascalese, Nebbiolo Cappuccio, Caricante, and Cataratto. In particular, in two Contrade, Pietrarizzo and Tre Marchese, which I'm so excited to ask you questions about, Angelo. I love those crews, so it's very cool.
I love the way that you say Pietrarizzo and Tre Marchese. It's so incredible.
Oh, Pietrarizzo. Thank you. My Irish background won't stop me.
Now you speak really incredible Italian, so it's perfect, Pietrarizzo and Tre Marchese. Thank you.
Of course. And Angelo is so cool. So you are from the small town of Monte Ibelli.
No, I am Sicilian, please try to. I'm joking. Monte
Ibelli. Please and thank you.
Between
Catania and Ragusa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a little town, you know, we have a small place.
Oh, wonderful. How many people live there?
I guess less than 3,000, you know. It's a really small town. We are in a hill. So more or less 600 and something meters above the sea. It's a little town. First, sooner or later, you need to come, you know, to see this beautiful town. It's so famous in Sicily. But just because it's my town, that's it. You know, you don't have.
It's famous because you live there. Because Angelo lives there. Was your grandfather, who you learned winemaking, from there as well?
You know, I grew up in a family where we always speak about agriculture. We have lands, we have grapes, so we make some wine at home. It was like, you know, I was a child, so for me it was like a game, you know, just play with my grandfather. My grandfather, he has my same name, is Angelo, you know. In Sicily we have this kind of, you know, we have this tradition just to maintain the generation, you know. So it's Angelo, my grandfather, so maybe my son, the name it will be Giuseppe, like my father. So it's always the generation that we have in Sicily. By the way, my grandfather was an humble man, was really a simple man, but was really passionate about his work. In my opinion, you know, when you see the grandfather with the eyes of the child, you know, when you are a kid, it for me was like my hero, because he was for me an artist. He was me something really incredible, because he always had solution for everything. He always say me, Angel, you don't have to think about the problems because you have only solutions. It was incredible, you know. So he inspired me, giving me values such, you know, honesty, sincerity, work. You need to work hard if you want to arrive where you want. So that's it, just a grandfather.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It sounds like you learned problem solving from him, but mostly solution building, and in
Exactly.
particular, connection to wine. What would he do with, I mean, you just made the wine at home. Did he make wine in larger capacities too?
We have like a few vineyards, so we sell the grapes, really, in reality.
Got
But
it.
he did some experiments, so we made some wine at home. We made some sparkly wine, some bottle
Love
explode, you
it.
know. Was
Yes.
because he didn't have the he did his study, so he doesn't have the knowledges to make the wine. It was like all about instinct. He tests the grapes, he was ready to harvest, he tests the wine, he's ready to bottling. And anyway, I took from him this kind of secret. And of course, the wine that he put in a bottle was incredible. You know, I have some bottle in my cellar. Put away just when sometimes I open one bottle like random, you know,
Yeah.
and it's incredible.
Are you enjoying this podcast? Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, for fascinating videos covering Stevie Kim and her travels across Italy and beyond, meeting winemakers, eating local food, and taking in the scenery. Now back to the show.
In my opinion, you know, was one of the natural winemaker in the past, you know, because he didn't put nothing, yeast, sulfite, no, I don't know, filtration or something like that. So he worked like just for instinct. And of course, what I took is working hard in vineyard. Yeah, it's the first point to have the great, great wine. So if you work really hard in a vineyard, you can have incredible wine.
Yeah, a lot of producers say the wine is really made in the vineyard. Was
Of
your
course.
grandpa, he was supportive of you when you went to Alba to learn viticulture and enology?
When I was there, my grandfather passed away when I was 14 years old. You know, I
You
want
continued.
exactly. So my father, my family gave me the chance to go to study in Piemonte, so in Alba, and I was there for several years. Then I study and work for different kind of seller. I had the chance to know a lot of wine producer. I had the chance to work with different kind of winemakers. And of course, you know, when you move from Sicily to Piemonte to Alba, in this case, I really understand the value for the wine, the importance of the wine. No, you know better than me, Barolo, Barbaresco,
Yes, of
Nebbiolo,
course.
you know?
Were you
So
well, Alba, obviously, you're going to be very close to Barolo, and there's going to be a lot of Barbera and Nebbiolo.
exactly. I was mostly in Langa than in Roero. But of course, I study also some wine from Roero. I have a lot of friends that making Roero wines, Langa,
Great.
Roero. Anyway, all the area that you, of course, you know, it's an
Of
incredible
course.
area. So I took from them really what means making wine in different kind of way, because Sicily, there is not a lot of story of Sicily for the wine. You know about Marsala, for example, it was the first wine. But for the red and for the white, maybe we have, I don't know, 25 years or 30 years of
Of
story, more or
commercial
less. I
making.
don't know. Yeah. So if we want to speak about maybe marketing or something like that in that point, of view.
It's funny because Sicily, I mean, it's been occupied by different tribes over the centuries, but only recently has been like noticed as a commercial wine growing area. I think recently is relative to other areas, of course. It sounds like you got to meet different winemakers on your journey, Angelo. You worked with them in Piedmont, but then you came back to Sicily to work with Salvo Fotti. What was
Yeah, of
that
course.
like?
But Salvo for me is like, I don't know, sometimes, you know, when I think about all the experience with Salvo, I can just say thank you to him for everything that he gave me, the opportunity that he gave me, because, you know, first of all, to stay close to him and learn about him, his philosophy, his point of view, and of course, learn a lot about Etna, because in my opinion, Salvo is the guru of Etna because he did a lot of work, and with him I had a great opportunity to learn about all the different kind of contrada, different kind of side of Etna, you know, north side, southeast, right. southwest, east side. So we did a lot of work because the collaboration with him was fantastic. And I worked with him for several years. And now I am really happy when I sometimes in some wine tasting or in some occasion I have the chance to meet Simone or Andrea.
Yes.
I'm really happy to meet them because, you know, it's like maybe it's really big to say, but I feel part of family in a way, you know, because I live a lot of years with them. They were incredible. So I never stopped to say thank you to him for everything that he gave me.
That's wonderful. He's so instrumental in the viticulture of Sicily and Etna in particular, of course, like making what he calls human wines instead of just natural or organic or something like, or heroic. He wants them to be human because his philosophy is fascinating in that it's intricately connected to the human being making it, and there's no separation between the two almost. It's very precise philosophy, which I think is super special that you got influenced by that at a younger age.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. You know, when you say natural, you can say everything, you know. He found, in a way, he called his wine human wines, and I agree about this kind of vision, because this vision, this philosophy is really close to his philosophy. So yeah, I completely agree about that one, you know. So,
oh, it's wonderful. And so now working with Vincenzo Bambino, what is it like working with him? So Vincenzo and you lead the winemaking for Tornatore. Vincenzo, the head winemaker, how does his philosophy kind of relate or differ from your grandfather's or Salvo's?
Well, my grandfather, something else, you know, we can compare, you know, my grandfather is something really incredible, so nobody can compare. I mean, so anyway,
of course not, no one can touch
it. Vincenzo Bambino is completely different from Salvo, of course, two different kind of philosophy. And two different kind also, the way to making the wine, you know, to making wine, it's completely different. But I found in Vincenzo something really interesting, because our personalities are really close in some way, and I really close to him. And this connection that we have give us the chance, you know, when we're making wine, we make happy wine in a way, you know. It's like we love to make that
happy wine.
So exactly. So we love to make Tornatore wines because we are really close also with the family, you know, with Cavaliere Tornatore and all the family. We are really close. It's like a big family. And with Vincenzo, we found this kind of more or less a deal or maybe a compromise.
Okay.
So he took my knowledges or my ideas, my philosophy to make making the wine, and I took his philosophy and his way to make the wine, and then we found this kind of deal. And first of all, the wine needs to be the wine of the place that you produce the wine. So if you produce Etna, you need to feel Etna. You can feel something different. So it's like when making with a lot of respect for the terroir. You need to be humble to the terroir. You know, the touch of the winemaker needs to be really, really a touch. It's not to be too much, you know. Because when you drink, it's gentle touch. Because when you taste, when you drink a Tornatore wine, the red wine or the white wine, every label, you need to feel the emotion in the wine. So it's just a message behind the bottle and behind the glass.
Okay, so in a crew like Tre Marchese, and it's going to be mostly Nerello Mascalese, what personality for the Nerello Mascalese is coming through? Is it going to be certain flavors and aromas or structure, or just the way the vineyards are treated?
Boh, Trimarchisa, you know, we have several contradas in all our domain. You're talking about Pietralizio in Trimarchisa, you know? Pietralizio is our contrada, we are more or less 700 meters. Trimarchisa is more or less 400,000 meters. The difference, first of all, is the altitude, of course, in Trimarchisa, because it's our lowest contrada. There you have volcanic soil, of course, but it's a mix between sand also, you know. You have also a bit of white soil because we are close to the Alcantara River that divide the Catania province with the Messina province. So until the Alcantara, you are in DOC Etna. When you pass the Alcantara, you are in Messina province. So you have Faro DOC, is another kind of other typology of wines. Trimarchisa, first of all, you have old vines, and it's a mix between Nello Mascalese and Nello Cappuccio. Nello Mascalese, 100% you find only in Pietralizio. So Trimarchisa, we have more or less 45, 50 years old average for the plants, for the vines. So, of course, you know better than me, more the vines are old, more the grapes are incredible because less production, more quality.
The
And
vines start to
so,
know what they're doing after decade after
exactly.
decade.
It's like a person. The vines is like a person. When you are a
Really
child, you are
is.
explosive. You can do everything. When you start to grow up, and maybe you can stay more,
You
more old.
specialize.
Exactly. You know what you have to do. So, in Trimarchisa, you have this kind of balance. We work with concrete tank and a big barrel of. It depends the harvest. 25 hectoliters or 50 hectoliters to have a gentle wine because Nello Mascalese and Nello Cappuccio, the tannins you need to balance, you know, so it needs a bit of time. So Trimarchisa is something that is completely different from all the other contadas that we have. It's interesting when you go there to see really the soil.
Which is partly sand, you mentioned.
Exactly. So the soil, anyway, on Etna, in my opinion and my experience, soil is everything to do because you have Nello Mascalese everywhere on Etna. But it depends the soil and it depends what happened and millions years ago. You have different kind of wines, different kind of grapes, first of all. So.
We learned in the Vinitaly Academy course, we learned how the youngest soils are towards the top of the volcano, and then the
Exactly.
oldest soils are going to be down below. And so, because of that, the younger soils haven't decomposed as much as the older soils, which re result in more kind of like they're called allophanes, they're in the soil. But in general, the wines lower in altitude seem to be like more fruit forward, richer in a way. And then as you move up the mountain, it becomes more ethereal, more petrichor, kind of those mineral elements. It's very interesting the way that the soil decomposes, specifically volcanic soil, and the effect that'll have on the grapes and the wine.
You know, what you say is perfectly what happened on Etna, you know? If you come on Tornatore and you see Pietralizio Contrada and Trimarchisa Contrada, the difference is more or less 300 meters. The distance is between 10 minutes, more or less, by car.
Interesting.
It's completely different, you know? Pietralizio, you have big stones, so it's really volcanic soil. You know what you imagine about the volcanic, because this is the point. When you think about the volcanic soil, you think about the rocks. You don't think about the sand. So when you think about the rocks, you have to imagine, as you said before, is the first part of the volcano. So more you go high in the volcano, more stones you have, more you go down close to the river that I mentioned before is Alcantara, more sand you have because, of course, the rocks going down, so breaks, and then you have this kind of sand, but it's always volcanic sand. But of course, the rocks give to the plants something completely different from the sand, and you have different kind of wines anyway. And of course, when you go to 700 meters, the weather is completely different, and when you go to 400 meters, the weather is completely different. So, of course, you manage the vineyard in different kind of way.
Tante grazie for joining me today. Remember to catch our episodes weekly on the Italian Wine Podcast, available everywhere you get your pods. Salute.